Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Compassionate, caring, and cuddly.
This is The Roy Green Show on the Chorus Radio Network.
Emails to Roy at roygreenshow.com. Twitter is at The Roy Green Show. Follow me there. Matt McEachran, writing in the Lambton Shield, writes, as far as school is concerned, and this is in Ontario, elementary schools, this is what he's found out from about 100 people, teachers, principals, school kids, and parents. Teachers are told to F off and threatened on a daily basis with little or no punishment given. Students steal and destroy things from the teacher's desk or their fellow students, all with no repercussions. Ontario teachers are hit, punched, or bit at school with little, if any, discipline for the assailant, and certainly no apology. Teachers have scissors and chairs thrown at them. Scissors! In any other place, that would get you arrested. Teachers have witnessed innocent kids get punched, hit, and slapped by bad kids. More than one teacher has told me, he writes, they had to lock their classroom door and stand against it while a student was trying to get in, saying he was going to beat up or kill another student in the class. Elementary school, 800-263-2428, the number. What's going on? Joe's in Vancouver. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too shabby. Now, listen, I'll tell you something right now. If I'm walking any one of my kids into a classroom and I see a teacher wearing some kind of Kevlar vest, that's going to be his last day of school right there. If it's not safe for a teacher, it's certainly not safe for one of my kids. And, I mean, I grew up in Saskatchewan, it was back in the 80s when I was in high school, and we all had our issues with, you know, bad kids, but it was never as bad as what you just finished reading. And I think it just really reflects poorly on society and parenting right now. The whole situation, it's like a mirror. We can look and see how bad people are doing with their kids by looking at how they behave in school without those parents there.
What ages are your kids?
Well, I've got five kids. My first three kids, all up in Prince George, are all grown now. But mm-hmm. They had no problems in school whatsoever, really. They were, I think that community up there was a great place for kids to go to school.
What I was getting at, I think it's a generational thing. I think this is a generational issue. But how many parents, I wonder, even know that this level of activity or this level of violence is going on in their schools? Because I would imagine that a significant percentage of parents would say what you just said. I'm getting my kids out of there.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to know this when you've got your head buried in the sand or somewhere else for that matter? I mean, most parents now are too preoccupied with, you know, too many other things, right? They've got nannies now that take care of their kids after school. They they have very little interaction compared to how things were when I was a child myself.
Mm-hmm. No, I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, when looking at this story. I thought, how many parents really have the kind of parental-child relationship that really teaches morals, teaches values, and creates in the child a sense that my mom and my dad are in control? I know there's going to be people who will send me emails now say, you're talking about the nuclear family, you shouldn't do that anymore, Roy. But aside, this can't continue, because it's only going to get significantly worse. Joe, thank you. In Vancouver, 800-263-2428 is the number. Teachers wearing Kevlar to school to protect themselves from being assaulted by their 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-old students. Are you a teacher? Can you share with us what's going on in your classroom? If you're a student, I'd like to hear from you, and parents as well. Phone lines are very busy, so keep trying to get in. 800-263-2428. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.